Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we started off every day, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. Thank you for being our ongoing sponsor. We do appreciate it. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are at the Black Horse Pub next to the Thickwood Barbershop. And as you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are?
Doug Timpson. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Pretty good. So, Doug, you're just a local patron. You're just hanging out. We asked, hey, do you want to talk? And you said, sure.
Yeah, well, I just, sure. What's going on?
There you go. So, why do you like to come to the Black Horse?
It's a nice neighborhood pub.
Yeah.
And me and another friend there, we just finished a roofing job, so it's a good time to come in for some lunch and relax a little bit. But it's a nice neighborhood pub with friendly people and good staff and
good food
and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. So, yeah. How long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
Close to 20 years, just over 20 years, I guess.
Just 20 years? Oh, wow. Where did you move from originally?
Place outside Toronto.
What's the place called?
Georgetown.
Georgetown, okay. Yeah. And so why Fort McMurray?
I come here years ago for work, scaffolding.
Okay. Yeah. How did you hear about it? Because my parents moved here in 1977. 1977, 76. Yeah. And so like they saw it in like a newspaper.
Yeah, no, I was in Eastern BC doing scaffolding.
Okay.
And some of the boys there mentioned Fort McMurray needed scafflers and muscle work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Back then, there was lots more work than there is now.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So when you moved here 20 years ago, did you move right to here in the Thickwood area?
Well, no, like I have had a house here for 11 years.
Yeah.
Before that, I was in camp or on living out allowance, and we'd be in and out of town and stuff like that.
Right. So 20 years now, obviously with what you have as a trade, you can work globally anywhere. But you're still here. What about the community keeps you in Fort McMurray?
Yeah, well, I still like it. I got a few friends here now.
And, yeah. It's a good place.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said this is a good neighborhood bar. Is this your neighborhood bar? Is this like your watering hole locally?
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. And what do you like to drink when you come in? What's your drink of choice?
Well, it depends, I guess. But mostly I have a few beers and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Beer is the game. Yeah. Is there a certain brand that you want to give a shout out to that's your favorite? Maybe they'll see it and start sending you some.
Michelob Ultra, but it should be cheaper.
Yeah, me myself, I'm a Jameson's man.
Yeah, I like Jameson's too. Yeah,
I'll drink Jameson's more often than not if I have to drink.
Jameson's is more of a nighttime drink.
But, that's right. That's right.
Later on in the afternoon, kind of thing.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that too. Yeah.
And my beer of choice, it's a weird one, but I love Guinness.
Guinness, yeah, that's good too.
I like a good Guinness.
Yeah, they got all that here, so it's good, yeah.
That's right. So, in regards to scaffolding, like, is there a certain organization you work for? Or do you do your contract?
Well,
you do it on your own?
It's through the Union Carpenters Union.
Okay.
So, you know, right up here now is only one big outfit is.
Landscaper, sorry. Or not landscaper. Scaffolder is what you said you did. Yeah, sorry.
No, there's only one big outfit up here now. It's. Aluma Safeway is kind of the biggest one. There's a few other smaller ones, but they get the most of the jobs. But it's all through the Carpenters Union.
Okay. And how did you find yourself in that industry? Like, is this something you heard about, like, a family member did it, or did somebody come?
No, the scaffolding's part of the carpentry trade, and like I said, I was in northeastern BC, and people mentioned Fort Mac, and so I made my way up here.
Right. And so you just worked on the trade as you were here in Fort McMurray, or?
Well, I was a carpenter when I got here, but the scaffolding, there was lots more work.
Okay.
And so you put in a little bit of time and get some hours and experience, and they put you through some training and some schooling. And
That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. So, long term, do you think this is a community you're retiring in, or do you have aspirations to go somewhere warmer? What's kind of your game plan?
Well,
Because you got a cool
right
hat.
Right now I like it, so it's like a day by day.
Okay, cool. The reason I ask is because I just love your overall vibe. I like the hat that you're wearing, and it's very southern. Well, so I'm just
keeps
like,
the sun off you today when we're roofing. So
there you go. Awesome. Well, listen, my man, I really do appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to cut to a commercial, though, because speaking of sun and keeping away from it, we have a lady who's going to talk to the people at home about sunscreen.
All right.
It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show.
You bet. Yeah.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So, you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Black Horse Pub, Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Blue Jays.
There we go, my man. Well, everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Do appreciate it. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Patchouli Rose also, great sponsors, and a wicked guest who just came in and chatted with us. Really do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.